Wir waren da, nun hey, und mit alle. The end of the second line, when the lines start getting wide. V'chein chaya v'oif k'yaytze b'hen. We hear in the Mishnah and Afnan Dalad on the base, that there's a multitude of halachas, where the halachas mention sheir, achamer, and these halachas also include all behemoths and chaya v'oif. And one of these halachas were kloyim. Kloyim, there are two isurim of kloyim. There's haboyis kloyim to be marbiya, one mean on the other mean. And then there's anhagas kloyim. And the Mishnah tells us that the isur of kloyim is applicable not only behemtecholeis habiya kloyim, it's also applicable by achaya and the oif. V'chein chaya v'oif k'yoytze b'hem. Zogt die Gemara Omar Reish Lakish, kan shon a Rebbe, from our Mishneh, Rebbe taught us that Tarnagel, Tavos, u'pishyoni, kloyim zeboze. That a Tarnagel, a chicken, Tavos is a peacock, pishyoni is a partridge. So that these three oifes are kloyim zeboze, and poshet means baharbo. The isa is to be bambia one mean and another mean. So since these three oifes are three distinct meanim, so there's an isa harbo. That's what Reish Lakish said. So the Gemara asks pshita, so what is Reish Lakish being mechadish? The Mishnah says that the isa harbos kilayim applies by oifes also. And Reish Lakish is telling us, if you have three meanim, of oifes will be an isa harbo. Omar Rav Chavive mishum deravu bahade hadodi. Ravu bahade hadodi, the Ravid says that they share being megadol afroichem. That means one mean sits on the bayim of another mean. So there is some connection between the meaning. Shezeh megadol afroichem shalzeh. Vizeh megadol afroichem shalzeh. The megadol, the meaning, the megadol, the children, it would seem. Not only the megadol, the children. So it seems there is a closeness between a chicken and a peacock. The megadol, the afroichem. Mal de teima min chato, that it's one mean. This is a din of one mean. Kamash malon, but it doesn't have a din of one mean. Now let us see Taisritz. Omer Reish Lakish, kan shon a Rebbe, tarnagel, tavos upishyoni. Mal de teima min echato, kamash malon. Now, the mekoya of Abayis, of Reish Lakish's halacha, was from the Mishnah. Now, all the Mishnah said is that there's an Issa of Harbo by Oifes also. The Chiddush of Reish Lakish is that there'd be a mockim to say that all these three Oifes are one mean, the Ravu Bahadi Adodi, the Megadol Afroichim Zebizeh. If that is the Chiddush of Reish Lakish, what's the Pshat Kan Shon a Rebbe? Here, Rebbe told us this, and Rebbe, the Mishnah didn't speak about this Nekudeh. That even though it's Rabu Zebozeh, Rebbe only said that by Oifes there's a Issa of Reviya, one Oif and another Oif, if they are two different meanim. But Reish Lakish is coming to tell us that these are different meanim. Rebbe never spoke about this. That's Tosfos Kasha. Va'af al gav deloy ashmiinin mimas nisin delahevi trei meaning. The Mishnah is not telling us that these are two meanim. Af al gav derobu badi adodi. All the Mishnah told us that the Issa of Revi'ah's Kloyim is Shaykh by Oifes also. So how could Reish Lakish say such a statement? Kan Shana Rebbe. Become Okimosi Shaper. It's not too bad. Dochi Koma Reish Lakish. Kan Shana Rebbe. Kloyma. Ki Vin She Shana Rebbe. Since Rebbe told us. The yesh kloyim ba'ifes. That means the yesod that there's kloyim ba'ifes that Rabbeinu HaKadosh told us. In Kain, so Reish Lakish said on his own accord, is Tarnagel, Tavos, or Pesyuni, that these three types of oifes, Kloim Zebuze, Kibim Isvore, Vinavshin, Yeshlono Lavas, we should be able to figure out on our own accord, She'elu Haminim Chalukim Zemize, Ve'eino Minechot, and it's not one mean. That means Reish Lakish is saying, after the idea from our Mishnah that tells us there's an Issa Kloyim by Oifis, so Mamela, now we could come to this idea, this conclusion, that there'll be an Issa Reviya, because we should be able to recognize that a different meaning, Misvorah Denapshim Yeshlonu Lada Shelo Aminim Chalukim Zemizeh. And we alone could figure out that even though Ravu Bahadi Adodi will not make it one mean. So that means after the Mishnah, we could figure out this halacha. That's how Taisus Lenshat, the Lashon of Reish Lakish. So Taisus says, no, we find a similar Lashon in other places. Omar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Me'edusoi shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda sheheyed, he said, Eides, al chareshes shehisiyo aviyo. If a father married off his daughter, and she was a chareshes, so the Kedushin was a Kedushin min HaTorah. He married her off when she was a Ketana or a Naira. So even though by Kedushin you need Das, but over here there's no problem because we have the Das of the Ov that's Mekadusha. So we have here a Chareshes that is an Eishes Ish min HaTorah. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said, Sheyotza beget. She goes out with a get. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is when you give her a get, she hasn't the faintest idea what's happening. She doesn't understand the concept of a get. She doesn't know what a get is. Al koponim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said that that's not necessary. You can give her a get, and she's megureshes. You don't need das on the Kabbalah's a get. That was a memra of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi said, from this memra, we could derive another halacha. Omar le'edim le'u get zeh shani noisen li'ishti. If a person had a get, he tells over to two edim, look, I'm giving this get to my wife. Fine. V'chaza v'omar lo, but when he came to give it to her, he didn't want to tell her it's a get. So he told her, kinsi shtar choyv zeh. Then you take this shtar choyv. Megureshes. So, she's megureshes. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is even though when she's receiving the get, she hasn't the faintest idea that she's becoming miskareshes. But that's not an ikar factor in gerushin. Mi lo yomar Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. Just like Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda said, loy beinon daito, you don't need the das of the miskareshes. She doesn't have to be aware that she's getting get through receiving the get. That's the case by a chalshes. Achinami, she's also the same thing. Even though she's unaware she's receiving a get, that she's becoming miskareshes, she's under the impression that she's getting a shtachai. Afapikain, she's geget. Rek the Gemara Pshita, so what is Rava telling us? We need Rava to figure this out. So the Gemara says, Mao de taima, kivin da oma kinsi shtachai vze, betulei botlei. Now, here there's another problem. Here is a problem. We have to know, does he really mean to give it l'shem geishin? So before, he told Adam, you know, this is a get. I'm going to give my wife a get. But maybe it could be when he was about to give it to his wife, he got cold feet. And when he said, kinsi shtachayim, he was mevatel the get. He had no intent to be megarisha. Kamash melon. That's the chiddush of Rav. So Rav is saying, I'm more like a chiddush. Which this chiddush we cannot at all derive from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda is speaking about only one chiddush, that it is not necessary for the misgareshes to be aware that she's becoming misgareshes. But Rav is saying a new chiddush. Rav is saying a chiddush that since he told her, There's a svara to say that he wants to be mabatal the get. In some emailer, this chiddush is a chiddush of Rava. And that's why it's not pshita. This is a chiddush of Rava. So let's chat in the terminology of Rava. Rava said, may he do so, Isha Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. From the Eidus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda, we can derive this halacha. We can't derive this halacha. The Eidus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda is speaking about a case, it's only telling us one chiddush. That you don't need the das of the miskareshes. But Al Koponim here, Rav is telling us another chiddush. That I don't assume that he's mevatel the get by saying kinsi shtachoy. Aber gab de loy yoga rove mi milse de rabbi yechene ben gud gode de loy botloy ba men she oma kinsi shtachoy gze. Ela mi svore de nafshe. Rove figured this out mi svore de nafshe. Afe lochi kame me idusi shamin alay. So we see the loshen me idusi means that the akaponim, one of the factors in my chiddush, I learned out from Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. I'm being moisif on this. But Al Koponim, this factor that you don't need the Das Aisha by the Gerishin, this I can learn out, may do so, Ish Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgoda. See the same thing Reish Lakish is saying, that Kanshan the Rebbe, Al Koponim, that by Oifis, there's an Isser of Rabbi's Kiloyim. Good, I'm being moisif that even though it's Rabbi, Bahadi Yadodi, that's my chiddush. But the Loshen Kanshan the Rebbe is not to give Allah. That's what Taisvus is saying. Omar Shmu. So now we are speaking about the Issa of Havos Kiloyim of Eifes. So Shmu said, Evois, the Evois Abba. You have two types of ducks. There's a domesticated duck and a wild duck. Is Kiloyim Zeboze. So the Kiloyim, they're two different meanings. Maskif lo Rove Bar Avchono. So Rove Bar Avchono asked on Shmuel, my timer, why are you saying that they're two minim? Where do you see that they're two minim? Ilayma mishum vahai orich kuei, vahai zute kuei. One has a long beak and one has a short beak. So a mele, from that you're coming to the conclusion. Why does one have a long beak and one has a short beak? Is a raya, the two different minim. Ella mayata, so me yes you akasha. Gamla parsa, the gmolim that are in Poras. The gamla tayo, and the gmolim, the camels that are from Arabia, from Arabia. The high olim kue, one has a thick neck. The high cotton kue, and one has a thin neck. So they're different. Achinami da ve kloim zebaze, so you'll tell me the kloim zebaze. God, it's they have a different surah, but that does not determine that they're two different meaning. So how did Shmuel derive that an eves and eves haba are two different meaning? The gabi habos kloim. Elo Omar Abaye, so Abaye said, Ze beitzov mi bachutz, ze beitzov mi bifnim. We can derive this from the reproductive organs that an Evois has. One is, what does Rashi say? Let's see what Rashi says. Kuei chatume, a beak. Taya alvi. Olim kuei tzavorei of. Cotton, back. This is a thick neck. This is a thin neck. Beitzav mi bachutz, beitzei hazachos nikorim be'evois habar mi bachutz. So memele, so from this shinui, this is a shinui that we see that take two different meaning. Ya papa oma, rapapa said, hoto une chode be'aso be'shichle, vohoto uno kamo be'aso be'shichle. So Rashi says, "Beshichelo betina achas." When they have a egg, and they lay an egg, "Evois bar eine toyen beyashnia at sheteled esarei shayna." That means it's not a factory of producing eggs. "Evois bar," at first they lays an egg. That means the egg is produced mitchilosoi vaatzoifa, and then she lays the egg, and then we start a new egg. by other minim, you could have already eggs in different stages. You could have in this avos, you can have an egg that was nigma, an egg that is in the process of being nigma. There's more than one egg at a time. So others say that Rapope is telling us the simonim of the zachar are different, and the simonim of the nekeva are also different. An eva is a bar, produces only one egg at a time. Mitzchilosei batzeifei. And this one, and then Astama Zeeva, he produces a lot of eggs at a time. Omar Rabbi Yirmiya, Omar Reish Lakish, Hamabiyah Shnei Minim Shebiyam Loikim. If a person is Marbiyah Shnei Minim Shebiyam. But we heard in the Mishnah, we're speaking about the Issa Kiloyim, Harboas Kiloyim. So we heard the Mishnah said, that not only behemtach alay sabiya kiloyim chayev oif also. Now, Reish Lakish comes to tell us, not only chayev oif, no shnei minim shabiyam, also there's a din of harbo to be mabiya shnei minim shabiyam, and you like it. Now, the shayla is, how do we know this? My time, Omar Rabada Barave, Mishmei Deule, Osye Lemineyu, Lemineyu Miyabosh. That means, in Chumash Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, when it speaks about the Minim Shebeyom, it says God Leminehem. When it speaks about Behemoth, it says Lim Lemino Leminehu. So we make Zereshavet. We learn out Lemineyu, Lemineyu, Meyabosha, just like by the meaning of Yabosha. The meaning of Yabosha is Behema, Chayev Oif, there it says Lemineyu. So we learn out Zereshavet. So just like by them, there's an Issa of Harbos Kloim of two meaning. So make Zereshavet, Lemineyu, Lemineyu, that by meaning Shebiyom, there's also an Issa of Kiloy. Let us see Tosfos. Hamabia Shnei Minim. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda Hoyem Magia. He made a Hagon Agamore. Hamanig Beis Minim Shebeyom Loike. Not Hamabia. No, he's manik. That means, that, as we mentioned before, there are two isurim of kiloyim. There's an isa of isachesh b'sher v'chamer yachto. That is that you're manik, two minim together, the pulling a masri together. And then there's an isa of being marbia, one min on the other min. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda said that even though Agamore says ha-marbia shnei minim shebeyam, but there's no Isser Harbo by Minim Shebiyam, there's only an Isser Anhog. Now what's the reason for making this Hago? Yishum de Bereishis Rabbe B'Yerushalmi de Kloi Mashme V'yevshel Arbiya Dogim. In Yerushalmi it would seem it's an impossibility to be Marbiya Dogim. One mean on another mean. So Memele, so here it says, so Kebiyam Abiyah Shnei Minim Shebiyam. So Kochi, you have to be Geiris Hamanik. That means a person was Manik to Dogim. We have later a similar case, that a person harnessed to Dogim to pull something. That could be. But the process of Harbo is impossible by Dogim. Umi Yutayshvi says, Ein Tzorach Lagiyah. You have to make a Hagor and Agamore. The Dogim, Davku the Mashmedein Labiyam. That's true in Yerushalmi and Medrash, it seems, that it is impossible for a person to be Mabiya Shnei Dogim. Avol Min Chayis Hayom, Shayich Be'Yisr Abo. There's Dogim and there's Chayish Abiyam, a seal lion. There's other meanim. Agamore did not mention Dogim. Agamore mentioned Hamabia Shnei Minim Shebiyam. So there's Chayi Shebiyam. Chayi Shebiyam, it's Shaykh to be Mabia. So Mamela, so you don't have to make a grace. It's we're talking about chayy shemiyam. V'ahoche ikelukmi b'min chayy sheyachal adam l'arbiya. That's klar. The same medrash that says you can't be ma'biya dogim says you could be ma'biya chayy shemiyam. The kama b'breishis rab, it says a medrash, ha'ma'biya min chayy sayom loike. It says klar. That you might be at one mean on another mean of a chayes hayom, you like it. Ubasa hochi kama komakim shenema boy lemineu kiloim noig boy. Wherever it says lemineu, this is this drash that we have. We learn out lemineu. Comes to tell us there's an isek loim. Upoya hach beraisa. So how could you say that? Vare dogim shenema boy lemineu. Is it shayach? You're telling me whenever it says mineyu, it's coming to tell us that there's a nisa harbo. So by dogim shebiyom, it also says mineyu. Is it shayach then to be mabiyah dogim? Hayach yochel abiyom. Umeshani doha dekama bedogim kloim noid v'mane dafke banog. So the Rambam says mineyu means there's a hakpod that of kiloyim. That one should not be take two meaning together. Legabi, what inyan? So that it matters. By chayeh shebiyom, it chayeh anhoge, and it chayeh harbo. By dogim, it's not chayeh the mitzias of harbo by dogim. So there the mineo is coming to tell us that there's an iser anhoge. Ava babole mishkachas lo. Ava mashme, but let's go to the medrash. Mashmi de bachayes hayom ashkacha shapi rabo. Loki le poksha mama biya chayes hayom hayek loike. The whole kash of the medrash was, if you say mama biya min chayes hayom loike because it says mineyo, so why don't you do the mineyo by dogim? So Moshe said the mineyo by dogim was going by and hoge. But the harbo of chayes hayom, there was no problem with this. A man the oma kosh nam b'nei dan a filus tam dogim kloim loig behem. The kasha was only that you say wherever it says mineyu. You said wherever it says mineyu, so that means it's an isa kloim. The mashn understood that means an isa of harbo. By dogim it can't be an isa of harbo. So the Gemara says that, so the Gemara says, Enechnami, by dogim, this is a Issa of Anhodi. Also, Osye, Lemineyu, Lemineyu, Meyabosh. So the Gemara says, that how do we know by dogim, that there's an Issa, or Chayishvim, there's an Issa Kiloyim? We learn out, Mineyo lemineyo meyabosh. It says, hey, says by behemis lemineyo b'shas rabbeinishom was mitzvah they should be created. It says lemineyo, and it says by chayes hayom dogim shebiyom lemineyo. So we learn that just like by behemis there's an issa of kiloyim, by dogim there's also an issa of kiloyim. Now, the Gemara had said before. And Afnan Daladam at base, the Gemara had said that we learn out from, how do we know that there's an Isak Loim by Chayev Oiv? So the Gemara says, we learn out from Shabbos. It says, Behem Techo Loi Sabiya Kiloim by Kiloim. And then it says, V'chol Behem Techo, V'chol Behem Techo, so the chol behem techo is a riboy. Kol is a riboy. It's very inclusive. It's not only behemis. It's chayev oif. So that we know chayev oif from the word v'chol. Chol is a riboy. So Tosfos says a more dikakasha. So just like we're marbe behem techo does not mean a chayev oif. Doesn't mean a noif. No, v'chol. Chol is marbe chol balei chayev. So why aren't we marbe dogim from the v'chol? That's what Kama Bechaya Voiv. So Tosfos says, Umishabbos Leimotzi Lemelech. You can't learn out from Shabbos. That's a Bechol Behem Techo is Marbe Dogim, is Marbe. Just like it's Marbe Chaya Voiv. The Meribui, the Bechol Behem Techo, less long Ribui, אלא כל מילי דיאבושה שאודם רוגל לחמה אחריה. דממחמה ציב קרא דבהמתכו גבי שבס. Now, let us just explain for 2 minutes what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus is saying like this. The Posek in the Seres HaDibris speaking about the love of Mechama. The love of Mechama is that a person is not permitted to do a Meloche together with a Behemah. What does that mean, together with a Behemah? For example, the Behemah is carrying a Masri Daladamas Peshus Haram. And I'm guiding the behemah. I'm telling the behemah to go. I'm telling the behemah to stop. So it comes out the meloche that the behemah is doing. Maver daldamas b'shus harabim. He's doing it under my guidance. So there's a tziruf ato behemtecho. You're guiding the behemah is carrying. So if the behemah was maver daldamas b'shus harabim, the behemah was machnes b'shus hayochel b'shus harabim. So there's a chiyuv of mechama. It's here, Malkus. Fine. So the Posik is speaking about, when we're speaking about Pemtero, we're speaking about the Issa Mechama. Now, V'chol Behemtecho is Marbe, not only Behemes, who have been Chayevoyt. But Isra said, V'chol can be Marbe Dogin, because the Posik, by Shabbos, is speaking about Balei Chayim Sha'odom Rogel Lechama Achreyim. It's not the Shteger to be Mechama Achadogim. So Memele, so the Pasuk isn't, can't be, so the Pasuk by Shabbos can't be speaking about Dogim. So Memele, we can't learn out Kiloyim from Shabbos. That's what Taisvus is saying. So I heard a ha'ore, Taisvus is saying a flat statement that by Shabbos we're only marbe balei chayim, that the shteger is lechamer achayim. That's what we're speaking about. Now oifes the shteger is lechamer achayim. Who's mechamer achayim? In Australia they use ostriches to carry masois. Could be. It never was in Australia, but al kaponim, could be that that's pshat. We have to know, and then we have to know something else. There's absurd, the Dvayaka brings down on a later Taisvus. Yes, the Kasha on a later Taisvus, but let's ask the Kasha on this Taisvus ready. I had another horror. Yeah? Like, Taisvus said that, the meribuya de vachol behemtecho less than ribuy al kol mili de yaboshe sheodam rogel lechama rachem. Listen, the vachol behemtecho is a ribuy, but we're speaking about mechama. You can't be marbe balechayim. That it's the ritus loshna faces would seem dibar akosav bahayve. We're speaking about isa mechama balechayim, which the steiger is that we're mechama. We're not rogel to be mechamer on minim shebiyo. We're not rogel. So it's even a mistava that the pasuk is speaking about. And that's the rehitas loshen Taisvus. So minim shebiyo. So number one, I didn't know how you could. Isa mechamer, to my knowledge, is by heitzor and achnose and havore. So I didn't get minim shebiyom and reshus harab, but I can't figure out. You need, in order to have a mechamer, you need a reshus harab and reshus hayachid. Loi me boy, if the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda was magia, and he didn't differentiate, I don't know if a chaya shebiyom, seals maybe could come, but they can live under, they can come in a reshus harab, basically, I don't know. Could be. So, maybe, chaya shebiyom could be living in a reshus harab and a reshus hayachid. Could be. There's another ha'oreh that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is ma'ira. There's a ma'ira dike gemore in Psochem, Daf Samach Vov. The ma'ira Daf Samach Vov says, once came out that Rav Pesach was chaliyos b'Shabbos, and there was a problem. How does how are you going to bring the sakinim, the neshecht, the Beis Hamikdash, and no one stored their sakinim in the Beis Hamikdash? So how are they going to bring the sakinim to from Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash? So the Moses says, we'll see what they do. Klal Yisrael ain Nevi'im, ain B'nei Nevi'im. We'll see. Ayid, we'll find an eitzah what to do. So the Gemara says, so what did the Yidden do? They started thinking, oh, it's Shabbos, it's our face, so we have to get the sakin to the Beis Hamikdash. So they stuck the sakin in the hair of the sheep, and they finished them. They didn't carry it, they took it to the Beis Hamikdash. In fact, the Gemara, it's Mechama. I mean, what's so kosher about that? It's a Mechama. So Gemara says it's Mechama Kela Achaya. Why is it Mechama Kela Achaya? So Rashi says, because a sheep is not oimed to carry masois. In order to have a shame mechama, you need that the animal is doing something what that's the regil is to do. A chamoir is carrying a masois. So that's called, it's carrying kedarkoi. So that's the malacha mechama. The behem is doing the malacha kedarkoi, and the adam is guiding it. But a sheep that the derech of a sheep is, it doesn't carry, it's not oivel ma'asoi, so it's mechama kalachayat. So, Ratzi Pesach Frank asks, so, Taisus, oh, he asks on later, but here we can also ask the kasha. I mean, Taisus seems to say, the hemtecha is only speaking about Sh'adam Rogel Lechamachem. Maybe the Rogel, maybe Taisus Gufa means this, we'll see later, not like that. It's only speaking about, a mean that's Rogel Lechamachem. Bogim, it's not Rogel Lechamachem. I mean, since it's not the Steiger to, I mean, there can't be any Sederaisa by Mechamer, it's Mechamer Kalache Yad by Dogim. No one uses Dogim to carry Masois. We'll see later, perhaps, the Sa'ara more clearly in late in the subject. Now we have another Taisvitz, Lemineyo Miyabosh. The Gemara said that how do we know that Minim Shebiyam, how do we know Minim Shebiyam? There's an Issa Kaloyim, because it says Mineyo by Minim Shebiyam, it says Mineyo by Minim Shebiyabosh. So it seems we learn out of Xerish of it. The imtaima, so Taisvis asks, umatzorech lilmoid miyabosha. Why do you need a gzeire shove from the mineyu of yabosha? Paper clay midrsiv begufei lemineyu. So Taisvis says, the word mineyu alone gives us a message that these minim, whatever we're speaking about, dogim, oifis, behemis, whatever we're speaking about, they were created lemineyu, that each min should be with its own mean. You shouldn't mingle the meaning. That is the translation of lemineyu. So memela, the isa kaloyim we keep derived without exegesh of it. Since it says lemineyu, so memela, that alone tells us that one has to be nizer, not to be ma'ariv, the meaning, not to mix the meaning. How do I know this? Matzach lumid miyabosha, taipet lemid achsiv, bigufei lemineyu. The ba'elo treifes mashme. The Gemara Chulin says, we have achsiv lemineyu bitzivui shel dishoyim. Dishoyim is very interesting. When the Rabbeinu Shloimam said that there should come out the Shoim, Rabbeinu Shloimam did not say, by Ilonis it said Lemineu. By the Shoim it didn't say anything, but the Shoim, when they grew, they didn't mingle one mean with the other mean, they made a Kavachimah from Ilonis. But by the Tzivui it does not say Lemineu. So the Gemara says like this, the Havi Ksiv Lemineu B'Tzivui Shel the Shoim, also, lahalkiv shnei deshoim zebazet. So then you're not allowed to be markiv to minei deshoim zebazet. So what does it say in the Gemara? So it seems the tzivui of, when the Rabbi Nishlam said that they should come out deshoim, if it would say lemineu, lemineu means that each mean should be separate, And it's included in this Sivui that one should not mix the meaning. The Gemara says, but in the Tzivu it doesn't say anything. That's why there's a problem. But if in the Tzivu it would say, Lamineu by the Shoim, I would learn this Anissa to be Markiv the Shoim Zebozeb. That's what it says in the Gemara in Chulun. Like Taisis, by Dogim, it says, Lamineu. So Memela, by the Tzivu, it says, Lamineu. So that alone is a Makir to tell us that one is not permitted to be Mabia to Mine Dogim Zelzeb. That is Taisvis Kashi. V'yesh Loima. So Taisvis says, you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara. The Lemineu Lechudei Lehave Mashme Shenichtav Isak Loima. I have news for you. When the Pasik tells us that there was a tzivui, that each mean should be created Lemineu, from this tzivui, I cannot derive an Isser of Kloy. They have a mashmish and nicht of Isser Kloy. I watch Pshat in the Gemara in Chulin, but Toysvi says, let me give you a shtickle like dom. Ilav chukoysai tishmoyu. The Dorish Shmuel, the Pasuk says, es chukoysai tishmoyu, there's a Pasuk in Kedoshim. As chukoysai tishmoyru, behemtecha loy sarbiya kiloyim, sotcha loy sizra kiloyim, chukim shechokakti loch kvar. Now, the lotion of the posik is, we're in Kedoshim now, and the posik is telling us, behemtecha loy sarbiya kiloyim, there's a isa of our boss, to minim by behema, sotcha loy sizra kiloyim. But it says, "Akdama es chukoysai tishmeiro." So Chazal darshan chukim shechokakti lechokvar. The chukim which I already was chokik in Bereishis, I'm now telling you loisabia kloyim. These chukim already I was previously chokik in Parshas Bereishis. So the chukim shechakakti kvar is going on the mineyu that it says in Bereshis. So now let us see what Taisva says. Lemineyu lechudei lehave mashme shenichtav isekloim. That what it says, tamazel lemineyu, does not mean isekloim. Ilav es chukoysai tishmoiru, that which is written before behemtecha leisabia kloim, the dori shmuel, chukos shechokakti lechokva. These chukim, I already was chokik in Bereishis, Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam, shechokak b'maisa Bereishis shekoso boi l'minei. V'hainu, so memele, the posik of loy sarbiak, b'hemtero loy sarbiak loyim, the posik is telling us, you know, this was previously mentioned in Bereishis. Chukoy shechokakti kvar. V'hainu, what's the kvar? Lemineu diyaboshe de behemo. That means it says, es behemtecha loy sarbiya kiloyim. When did I mention, when was this previously mentioned? Mineu, that says in Parshas Bereishis. V'ilom, nsotcha loy sizra kiloyim is going on Ilonis. Da'ayri beikra de chukoy sai. Also says, by Ilonis lemineu. Avol lemineu diyam lechudei. But Samuzay, that what it says, by yam, by the minim shebiyam, chaya shebiyam, dogim shebiyam, like a lemeil of minei dogim, not the word mineu alone means dogim, no, mineu that you combine with eschukoshe shechakati lechkva behemtecha, or sotcha, so the chakati lechkva, which is speaking about a behemoth or by an ilam, that mineu is going on the isekloy. But dogim, this posik is not speaking about dogim, so the mineu of dogim is not melamed an isekloy. That's why our Gemara say we learn out mineu the yam from mineu the yabosh. The imtaima, Now, let us mention one thing before we should be able to understand. Tosfos in Sanhedrin Daf Samach explains this kasha a little better. The machlokes in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, if a goy is mitzuve and kloy, and mabir two minim, there's a machlokes Rabbi Loza and the Chachamim. Rabbi Loza holds that es chukai sai tishmoyreu chukim b'hemtach oloi sabi akloyim means chukim shechakakti l'chok v'al the chukim which I previous mentioned lebnei noyach tishmoyreu. So Rabbi Loza brings a raya from this drash chukim shechakakti l'chok v'al means the mineyu in Bereshis. This mineyu was said to bnei noyach. And I'm telling now, Klal Yisrael, Chukim Shechakati Kval Lebnei Noyach. Klal Yisrael is also mitzvah in these Chukim. So, that's Rabbi Loza. So Rabbi Loza Darshan's Chukim Shechakati Loch Kvar is going on the Mineyu of Bereshis. From here we see that Penoich is Nua as Osir and Habos Kloim of Behemim. The Chachomim Acheilik and Rabbi Loza, the Chachomim hold, but Benoich is not mitzuve in Habos Kloy. So al kaponim this drash chukim shechakati loch kvar, which Rabbi Loza darshan, that what I asked to Benoich is now also to Yisrael. The Chum don't learn like that because it was never nesa le Benoich. So according to the Chachamim, lechayre this drash of leminayu and chukim shechakati loch kvar is only according to Rabbi Loza. But the Rabbanan who hold that a Ben Noach is not mitzuve in Harbos Kloim, so this whole drash is not applicable. We pass like the Chachamim. That's the problem over here. In time, the sugi the Talmud of the Loike Rabbanan, it means if we're dashing in Mineyu, and Tosfos says the Mineyu combines as Chukai Saiti Shmeiru, and that is only applicable if we hold the Benoich as mitzuve on Kiloyim. So, Sugit Amut, the Loike Rabbonah, the Beperi Talad Mises, Loi Mechaibi Bnei Noich, Loi Bekloyim, Loi Baharbo, Arme Loi Darshinin Leminei, we don't darshin Leminei. So it's a problem. Eis Agamore is working with this Leminei, which means Issa Kloyim, we learn how from Minei the Behemoth. That is only if you hold the Benoich is mitzuve on Habos Behime. So then, we could say that the Mineo means the Isra of Habos Behime. But we pass like the Chachomet. So Tosfos answers, Nehei deloi darshinen l'mineo l'gabi b'nei noyach. We don't darshin chukim shechokati loch kvar that I asked l'bnei noyach. L'ashkechen demizabul rachmone. We hold that the Bnei Noach were never huzar in kiloyim of Habos Beis Minim, aber legabe Yisrael the huzar ugabe kiloyim, aber Bnei Yisrael the huzar ugabe kiloyim, darshin elay, and we darshin as follows. We darshin as chukoysai tishmeiru. Chukoysai means the chukim of the tzivui, when the Rabbi Shalom created the Bria, there was a tzivu of Lemineyu, so that chok wasn't a tzivu to the Bnei Noach, but there's a tzivu in the Bria, Tishmeiru. So the iser of Harbo, afilo according to the Chachamim, also we derive from Mineyu. Why do you need this Mineyu? That means, since this minei, the pasuk is telling us, as chukaisai tishmeire, the chukim of the bria, which was leminei, tishmeiru, pemtcholei sabia kiloyim. And we learn that minei dogim from minim shabe yabosha. So from here we can derive that there's an isa habo by dogim. Ran hoge by dogim, rachai shabiyam. Inami, you need this mineyu la'akovas ilon. That we learn out from the mineyu Chatzot Cholei Sizra Kiloyim is not speaking about Zriye, it's speaking about Ilonis. The Krod is Sot Cholei Mayri Elo Bizroi. So we would say, Pahashta Dersiv Lemineyu, we learn out Chukai Shechokakti Kvar in Chumash in Pashas Bereshis. And there it says, by Ilonis Lemineyu, Lemineyu Bilon, Dershini Minei, Ma Behem Techo Baharbo, So now we learn out that the Isser is not on the Shoim, but on Ilonix. The Machlekes Rabbeloza Bon is of ours. The Rabbeloza Yalev, Bechukoisi Shechakati Loch Kvar Sheuzru Bnei Noech Alakloy. He learns that the Chukai Shechakati Kvar is going on. There was already Azore on Bnei Noech. Kloima. Lemineyu. He learns out that the Lemineyu was Azore for the Bnei Noach. Rabbonu Leyalfi Minei, not that Elosh and Nilmizum Lemineyu the Maise Bereshis. I learn out from the Mineyu of Maise Bereshis that just like in the Tzivi of the Bria, there was a Tzivi Lemineyu, so that's, therefore now there's an Issa. Mikomakum Leynesu Bnei Noach. For Osi Shapidos Afilu Kerabonu on Milse Dishmu. Vim Taima. Fatoisis lomeli lemelef kloyim daharbo behemtocha mishabitz. Now, Fatoisis of Shakash. Why do you have to learn out? We learn out hemtocha behemtocha mishabitz lebuye yoifes. Tepik me milimineu ki hechi de yalfin and dogi. Fatoisis lemaisit comes out at we learn Mineyu from Mineyu the Yabosha. We learn out that is going on Behem Techolais Abia Kiloyim. We learn out Dogim from Mineyu the Yabosha, and that's we know Habos Dogim. Frektach Toisvis. So why do you need to learn out from Shabbos Behem Techa Taasa Habos Oifis? Just like it says Mineyu by Dogim, it says Mineyu by Oifis. In time of the mail of Kloim da Boss, Bemtra Bemtra Mishabis, Libuya Oifis, typically Milimineo, Kehechi the Alfin and Dog. Yeah, that's a Swiskash. Shloime the Lavze Reshove, Lev Mafki Kro, the Bemtocho Mimash Murusa. Abol Hashte, the Osig Zereshove, Mafki Likro Mimash Murusa, Abing Nathalo Dogim, Lemineo, Lemineo Miyabosha. So that's Matthias is saying as follows. When the Pasuk asks Kloyim, it says, Behem Techo Leisar Bia Kloyim. So the Pasuk asks Behemis. I'm going to say, well, there's a Pasuk that says, Eschukoy Sai Tishmoyre, the Chukim Shechakak Tikvar. And there it's talking about Mineyu. And Mineyu is the Kailo Dogim. So Behem Techo means Dogim. I won't say such a thing. If the Pashtei Dekro, that Asos Habo says Behem Techo, so, because of this drash, chukai shechokak tikvar, which is going at this, will come to tell us that behem techo is lav dafka, I would never be able to say that. So therefore, I need to say, rishov, behem techo, mishabbos. And just like by Shabbos says, behem techo and oifis are also included, so the behem techo of, behem techo, they said, be a claim is lav dafka. The minute it's lav dafka, now I can learn that from Mineyu, dog it. That's that. Now we'll have a mirdiki gemara. Boy Rechove. Rechove Kler da Shaila. Hamanig Beizo Vishibuto Mahu. What does this mean? Interesting Shaila. Kosha Koring, a person had a wagon, and he harnessed the wagon, Le'ez, Vidok. Shibuto is a type of a fish, and, We heard Shibuta Mesechtes Kedushin. The Gemara says that Rove Molach Shibuta Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah to do something like Kovet Shabbos. Rove Molach Shibuta. So a Shibuta is a type of a fish. So this person went and he harnessed a goat. There was a wagon near the river. So he harnessed a goat and a fish. They should pull the wagon. That's when the gas price goes up. You have to look different eitzes. Al kaponim, that's how they pulled the wagon. So he had a goat and a fish. So the Gemara calls a shayla mahu. Mi amrina. Now the shayla is, so I have here two meaning. Mi amrinin, kiven de iza leinoches biyam. Since the goat does not go into the yam, v'shibuta loisolik liyabosha, and this fish does not go on the yabosha, like klum of it. So he didn't do anything. This is a peladike gemara. Hoidil me hashte mi is kamanik. So they'll never, the eyes will never go into the yam, the shibuta will never go on the yabosha. But lamaisi is being manik with two minim. We have to understand the oimek ha-shayla, which we'll talk about soon. But that's the shayla. We have a tutstodim. One side is, l'maisi is manig with two minim. So there should be an isav kloim. We should like a manig kloim. Or maybe, since the eyes will never go into the yam and the shibut will never go into the yabosha, there's no is. Whatever that means. Agavuche, we had mentioned last week, is a machlokes, the Rambam in the Rosh, by manik kloyim, it says, leisachish b'sher b'chamur yachtov. So we learn out, sher, sher mishabes, chamur, chamur mishabes, just like Shabbos, a sher is lavdavke, all other baim is, chamur is lavdavke. So we learn out, by all meaning, there's an isser of anhoge. Now there's a big machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says 100% true. All minim there's a nisa of anhoge. Dum yed sher v'chamer. That means one min has to be a tohira, the other min has to be a tmeya. So memela, it doesn't have to be a chamer, it could be a tzus, it could be a gomel, it doesn't have to be a sher, it could be another min, it could be an ace or something else. Good, it doesn't have to, but it has to be one toyer and one tomei. But it doesn't have to be a sher and chamer. And the shitas harosh is that no, we learn not sher, sher, and shabbos. It could be any two minim, two toyerim, two tmeim. There's no din, there have to be a toyer and a tomei. So the rosh brings a raya from Agamore. Agamore class a shayla. We don't know yet the longness of Agamore. But Agamore class a shayla that you had a car and you had a wagon. That's being pulled by a goat in a shibute. Neshibute is a doctor. We have a raya look from Rove. The Rosh brings a different raya. The people eat shibute, whatever. He knew what the mean was. It's a common machos. So it's a doctor. And the more class are shayla, are you? The shayla is if there should be an issa de raisa. We don't understand the oimek shayla. Let's just finish the Gemara. We want to understand how the Gemara is paishet the shayla. Then we'll stop here. Maskif lo Ravine. So Ravine said, what's the shayla? Ela meyato. Let me ask you a shayla. Chiba chita osayre biyoda. Person took in his hand a kernel of a chita, a kernel of a barley. Vizara chita baretz, and he planted the chita in Eretz Yisrael. Usayre b'chutz l'aretz, and the sayre was in chutz l'aretz, one next to the other, gimel tvachim. Ochanami de machayev, asayye chayev. So he wanted to prove something. So just like over there, you're not chayev. So you're not chayev by a neiz and a shibuta. So Mo says, hachi hashta. What's the dimyan? Hosom eretz mokim chiyuve eretz yisrael the iser of klayim klay yisroim is dafkin eretz yisrael and chutz laaretz. Hosom eretz mokim chiyuve chutz laaretz loy mokim chiyuve. Och hidi vihidi mokim chiyuve, but here the yam is a mokim chiyuve, the yabosh is a mokim chiyuve. So what's your comparison? So we have to understand, we don't understand the shayla of the Gemara, and we don't understand how the Gemara was poshit. So, Mirza Hashem, tomorrow we'll say over that Moshe is a beautiful mahalach in Dibras Moshe to explain this Gemara. But let's just see Rashi. So, Rashi hinig be'iza v'shibuta. Koshe korein la'iz, v'dog zet sof alamayim, v'zem Moshe chimei al sfas hiyam. They're together, they're pulling this wagon. Kloyim bechutzlaz leinoge. There's no is klai zroim bechutzlaz. The mitzvahs that liy boretzi bechol chayves kar keni noigal le boretz min atayr. That's what the Gemara said. So the seir bechutzlaz is nothing. Idi vidi mokim chiyuve. Imoyim manik sfine bayom b'shnei dogim. The iser of anog is noig b'yam also. If you'll have two fish, which will pull the Queen Mary, some emele, it'll be yoser. The iser anog is applicable in the yam. Dodashinil mineyu, the b'shnei dogim shoshne minim chayv, dodashinil mineyu, mineyu miyaboshe. So what's the comparison? The yam is amokim chiyuve, the yabosh is amokim chiyuve. So you have one on the yam and one on the yabosh. So both are amokim chiyuve, so there could be this an isek loyim. Mashen ken yev a seir and chutzlot is not amokim chiyuve whatsoever. So memele, so fashteitzach over there will not be an isek loyim.